Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Severe storms in the Northeast caused heavy rainfall, road closures, water rescues, and flash flood warnings. One person died in floodwaters in Orange County, New York. More than 25 million people in the Northeast, including parts of New York, Vermont, Massachusetts, and Maine, are under flood alerts. Flash flood emergencies and landslides are expected with ongoing heavy rainfall. Congress is back in session this week after the 4th of July break. The biggest item on the agenda in the House of Representatives is the $886 billion National Defense Authorization Act, which conservatives are using as a platform to object to what they say is a progressive social policy from the Pentagon. In the Senate, Democrats on the Judiciary Committee want to work on establishing ethics standards for Supreme Court justices. President Biden is in the United Kingdom on the first leg of a five-day European trip. His central focus is on supporting Ukraine's fight against Russia while stopping short of granting Ukraine NATO membership.
I don't think it's ready for membership in NATO, but here's the deal. I spent, as you know, a great deal of time trying to hold NATO together.
Biden was welcomed to No. 10 Downing Street Monday morning for talks with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. From there, he flew to Windsor Castle, where he's meeting with King Charles, their first since he was crowned. U.S. airports are still dealing with travel issues in the days following the 4th of July. FlightAware reports there were more than 7,600 flight delays and 1,900 cancellations on Sunday. Delays Monday are already approaching 1,000 with over 440 cancellations. A top NASA scientist says that the El Niño weather cycle contributes to the record temperatures in the U.S. this summer.
The combination of climate change and El Niño means we're seeing higher global temperatures.
Dr. Kate Calvin, chief NASA scientist and senior climate advisor on CBS Face the Nation, said that El Niño years are generally hotter than La Niña. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Disgraced former sports doctor Larry Nassar is reportedly in stable condition after being stabbed multiple times during an altercation Sunday at the federal prison where he's been locked up in Florida. Nassar was sentenced to decades in prison for sexually assaulting female athletes when he worked at USA Gymnastics and Michigan State University. With Amazon's Prime Day sales event coming up on Tuesday and Wednesday, the company is warning customers to watch out for scammers. Scammers posing as Amazon representatives is quite common and leads to millions of dollars and losses every year. The company says if there's a suspicious text or email asking to get in touch or to download software, don't reply. Instead, contact Amazon customer service directly. Madonna seems to be back on her feet after a health scare.
The pop star was seen strolling with a friend in her Upper East Side neighborhood Sunday. The Material Girls singer was reportedly found unconscious in her home nearly 2 weeks ago. She was allegedly revived with Narcan before being admitted to the ICU. The Grammy winner's celebration tour has been postponed due to the medical emergency. It had originally been scheduled to kick off July 15th in Canada. I'm Michael Kastner.
Police are investigating after thieves broke into the home of Tina Knowles, the mother of Beyonce and Solange Knowles. The L.A. Police Department confirms her Hollywood home was robbed. TMZ says thieves made off with more than $1 million in cash and jewelry. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you know where to go, BillMartinezShow.com. Megan Barth is with us right now, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com and editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Miss Megan, how are we doing?
Doing well, Bill. How are you?
Better than the Bidens. I mean, the news cycle they wish would go away, it just keeps on coming. We've got more whistleblowers, more information from WhatsApp. This is pretty damning.
Yeah, it is pretty damning. And what's even more damning is that this information could have come out well before the election. And instead, what happened is the FBI sat on most of this information. And then once Biden got elected, supposedly with 80 million votes, the most ever in recorded history, Merrick Garland, after his placement as the head of the DOJ, decided to bury and quash any sort of investigation related to Hunter Biden's son or the criminal syndicate, otherwise known as the Biden family.
Right.
And so, you know, many people have asked me, you know, where do you think this is going? I've talked on many radio shows. Well, with Merrick Garland at the head, this is going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And if you watched the hearings, and thankfully the Republicans did win the House, so we have chairs on a variety of committees, including the Judiciary Committee. And when you watch these hearings about this corruption, about this shakedown of foreign adversaries, about this bribery scheme, about 35 or so different bank accounts that the Bidens were basically money laundering foreign cash into, to the tune of millions and millions of dollars,
mm-hmm.
The Democrats didn't have any interest in it.
Right.
That should have told the American people everything. Not necessarily what was uncovered about Biden. Of course, that's important. But the reaction of the Democratic Party.
Right.
Every single elected Democrat. They wanted nothing to do with
it. They lose standing.
They rolled their eyes.
Right.
They wouldn't ask pertinent questions. They want the criminality and the corruption to continue,
mm-hmm.
irregardless of what the law is.
Right. Well, even the mainstream media is starting to take a couple of giant steps back and away, mother may I. The heat in the White House press conferences has been, increased a bit. I mean, to the point that I keep thinking Corinne Jean-Pierre is going to request combat pay because all of a sudden, you know, the press corps has woken and they're asking probing questions. I mean, suddenly they've become curious.
Well, really, the party.
Yeah.
This is the same mainstream media that continues to provide cover and has provided cover for illegalities on behalf of whatever the Democrats have done, whether it's Hillary Clinton, whether it goes back to Barack Obama, whether it's whomever it is, that they provide cover. A good example, again, is related to the Biden family.
Right.
There was a whole narrative that was pushed out, not by the New York Post. The New York Post actually did their job and said, hey, you know, the Hunter Biden laptop, you know, this is real. So what happened was that the powers that be in D.C., with a D behind their name, basically contacted Facebook and Twitter and every other news outlet and said, no, this is Russian disinformation. And then what they did was they basically found 50 or whatever it was, compromised intelligence agents who still hold a security clearance, even though they lied about something so egregious as this. You literally had a national security issue here with Biden and his son and his whole family in power. And why is that? Because if anyone just happened to look at what was on the Hunter laptop, if you could stomach it, was blackmail material.
Right. Yeah, without a doubt.
So our foreign adversaries, after pouring millions into the Biden family coffers, these 36 different other bank accounts or whatever it was, they have the laptop. They have what's on the laptop. And they probably have more than what's on the laptop.
Well, they got that laptop. They got Hillary Clinton's 30,000 emails. I mean, it's all out there. They're not fooling anybody, and you got to know that they're using it. You know, going back to what you said about the FBI, not only squashed it, but, you know, to your point, they lied about it. I would dare say those 51 national security officials with, you know, top clearance, top secret clearance levels, that they all lied, unless I hear different. But, you know, they had to know better. I mean, these supposedly are smart people in charge of our national security. And they're going to be dumbfounded by this when even the FBI knew a year plus in advance that what was on that laptop was legitimate and it was dangerous. And they did everything they could, including lying to the American people and the press, claiming that it was Russian disinformation when they knew darn well it wasn't. And it wasn't, you know, just 2 weeks before the election. This was well over a year. They knew what they had in their hands.
Right. And so this was, you know, this was basically election interference. It wasn't the Russians that were interfering in American elections. It was the American government interfering in American elections, as they have interfered in elections abroad. If the American government can interfere in Egypt's elections and other elections abroad, Israel, you don't think they're going to interfere in our own elections? You think somehow they found a moral compass?
Yeah, exactly. No doubt. And the other thing, too, that people are starting to understand here is this idea that Donald Trump was owned by Putin, this narrative put out by these 51, you know, top national security people, the FBI, you know, people that you would think in your government would know better, but the Republicans didn't know. They couldn't discern the fake from the legitimate, and they started buying into that narrative. Not wholesale, but enough to give them doubt. That's why Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell and the rest of them, and I know they're squishy to begin with, but they were concerned. They bought into that narrative that was presented to them by the FBI that Donald Trump was a Russian operative. And so they resisted. They became part of the resistance, Megan Barth, that you've been reporting on for years.
Right. Well, they're part of the problem. They're certainly not part of the solution.
Oh, gosh.
You know, they had the majority. Paul Ryan oversaw the majority. We had a majority in both houses. Mitch McConnell has been there since the beginning of time. And if he hasn't learned by now that Washington, D.C. is corrupt, if he hadn't learned by now that there is such a thing called the deep state, he's part of the problem. And the only way that the problem is going to go away is when there's accountability. And I can say this until I'm blue in my face. The criminality will continue until there is accountability. And
there it is.
It's kind of like asking, I don't know what a good analogy is, but, well, it's kind of like having the hen, or foxes watch the hen house. They aren't going to clean up their own mess. They aren't aren't going to expose themselves and risk their livelihoods, their careers, their family, to face a very long time in prison. That's not going to happen because centralized power has already centrally corrupted the entire, not just one branch of government, the entire system.
Got to go to break. We hit the pause button. We've got more from Megan on the other side. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Welcome back, America. America. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. As you were saying before we had to cut to this break, Megan, is that, look at, you know, there's no accountability. That's the problem. I mean, the amount of money that has been wasted and, you know, by the Democrats at the people's expense is unconscionable. I mean, we're talking well over $100 million just attacking Donald Trump alone with two faux impeachments, a Mueller investigation. And what did they come away with after everything? Bupkis. You know, if anything, it proved that they lied. Donald Trump was right. But their hatred of Donald Trump is so bad that they will even conduct themselves in criminal activity. But like you said, sadly, they will not be held into account. They will leave their cushy government jobs, continue to get their golden parachute and retirement programs, and end up on you know, news shows like the like CNN and MSNBC, and be paid and taken care of the rest of their life. And oh yeah, their pension will still be paid out, you know, to them by the American people. This is how disgusting this stuff is.
Right. It's not, I mean, I don't see how it gets better unless there is an absolute entire changing of the guard. But the hatred of Donald Trump by both Republicans and Democrats tell you who they fear the most.
Exactly. Well, even John McCain, even John McCain on this deal, Megan, I mean, it was bad enough that he was the vote to finally squash Obamacare, and he goes up so arrogantly with his thumb up and then turn it down like he's some sort of czar or Caesar or something like that. And, you know, let's kill the slaves, you know, how disgusting. But he was also the one that had his hands on this dossier. He's the one that turns it over to the FBI. He was involved in this cabal, but yet, you know, we want to consider John McCain as some sort of hero. A hero to whom and for whom?
Yeah, well, obviously his daughter. But, you know, that comes with the territory, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a special place in hell. I mean, I'm sure John McCain is sweating where exactly he should be. And there is also a place in hell reserved for those who have completely destroyed this country from within. And you mentioned $100 million the Democrats spent going after Donald Trump. Well, it's not their money.
Yes,
they don't care.
Right.
So there was just a report, I think it was released last week, that the Pentagon just misplaced $6 billion. How do you misplace $6 billion? How does if that's not like the harbinger of things to come, if that's not the absolute spotlight, like the glowing phoenix, right, in the distance, that shows you just how upside down, corrupt, mismanaged, and with hubris on top of it,
yes,
just sprinkled
exactly
on top of it.
Well,
we kind of misplaced $6 billion.
Yeah, but it makes you wonder. That's what they admit to. And the reason they did this, it's kind of like Lois Lerner, why Lois Lerner outed herself. She knew that she was going to get caught, so she gave a question to a reporter so that she could address it. So the next day when it came up, they go, oh, yeah, we already addressed that. That's old news. You know, and so this is the way it works on the Beltway when you're working, as you say, with other people's money. You know, here we are. We're already in trouble at $32 trillion in debt and government waste. Another report from Open the Books and our good friend Adam Angieski, they go back and they track the government waste from 2000 almost to now, and it's $3 trillion in government waste. $3
trillion,
Megan.
I'm actually surprised it's that little. I'm actually surprised it's that little. And yet they continue to squeeze and to ask people to pay their fair share. How about you guys pay your fair share? How about you actually do something on behalf of the American people instead of sticking it to the American people, so then you can just completely fleece the American people, much like the Bidens have fleeced our adversaries to enrich themselves so they can live in the Hamptons and they can live in mansions and they can, you know, fly around. And the flaunting of the corruption, I think, is what is the most egregious. And yet, Bill, I saw a poll, and I hate the polls, especially after 2022, because they were all they weren't even just slightly wrong. They were absolutely wrong. How do you get it that wrong? That takes a lot of work to get it that wrong. You have suburban women, and I'm thinking maybe we should just repeal the 19th Amendment. You have suburban women that will still vote for Biden. Despite all of the evidence presented in front of them.
Yes.
They will still use, I guess, their emotions to vote instead of their eyes and their two ears. You know, when something's put right in front of you and you choose to look the other way, that's not my fault.
Yeah, I mean, Megan, help me understand the suburban housewife, the suburban woman mindset. This is the same party that's coming after your kids, you know, that is grooming your kids, that is supporting, you know, critical race theory and all this destructive educational process and infrastructure that is dumbing down your children. And you're still going to vote for him? What am I missing here? What is it that the suburban housewife or the suburban woman knows that we don't?
Well, I don't think they know anything, quite frankly. I think that, and I can't speak on behalf of suburban women. I guess, live in the suburbs. I live in Reno. But, you know, most of the women that I talk to actually are moms and have their heads screwed on straight. But maybe that's because that's what I attract.
Right.
I don't attract the absolute mentally impaired. I don't attract the ignorant. I don't attract the blind. And that what I mean is intellectually blind.
Mm-hmm.
And so the only thing that I believe they hang on to is something called abortion. And to me, that issue is, you know, of course, when the Supreme Court handed down that decision, that affected the midterms, right? So, you know, you had suburban women believing that it was a constitutional right when it was never a constitutional right.
Right.
Okay. And you even had elected officials repeating that lie, because if you repeat a lie long enough, you'll get the lemmings to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we have abortion in Colorado for absolutely, you don't need an excuse. You don't need to be sick. You don't need to be impaired. You don't need nothing. You could abort your baby at any time, up to 9 months.
Exactly.
Well, and you have other states like Colorado following this infanticide policy. So I think what needs to happen is you need to have the Republicans need to have a better PR strategy when it comes to reaching these dum-dums in the suburbs, and putting it in very graphic terms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Nevada, for example, everyone knows what a six-month pregnant woman looks like.
Mm-hmm.
She's showing, you know, she's pregnant. You usually don't say, oh, when are you due, because maybe she's not. But you know what she looks like.
Exactly.
So a lot of people like to say, and I've talked to a lot of politicians, well, abortion is legal in Nevada up to 24 weeks. I say 6 months. They're like, well, it's 24 weeks. I said, no one knows what a 24-week pregnant woman looks like. Everyone knows what a 6-month pregnant woman looks like.
Exactly.
It's much more graphic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without
doubt. And I think that's what needs to happen. It's like an education. But
to your point, you might want to just replay the interview with Maryland Senator Ben Cardin and Fox News Sunday host Shannon Bream. I mean, to your exact point, Cardin laid out what the position of the Democratic Party is up to and including birth. They say, hey, it's all for the woman, whatever the woman wants. That is supposedly the Women's Health Protection Act that Joe Biden and the Democrats want for America's women.
Yeah, and it should be called the Infanticide Act.
Exactly.
And until, you know, we have some cojones within the Republican Party that have loud voices and big platforms, call it as such.
She is the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com and also the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan Barth, as always, appreciate the time. Take care.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
USA News Update. U.S. airports are still dealing with travel issues in the days following the 4th of July. FlightAware reports there were more than 7,600 flight delays and over 1,900 cancellations on Sunday. Delays Monday are already approaching 1,000 with over 440 cancellations. President Biden is in the United Kingdom on the first leg of a 5-day European trip. His central focus is on supporting Ukraine's fight against Russia while stopping short of granting that country NATO membership.
I don't think it's ready for membership in NATO, but here's the deal. I spent, as you know, a great deal of time trying to hold NATO together.
Biden also met with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and King Charles, their first since he was crowned. At least 6 people are dead after a stabbing attack at a kindergarten in southern China. Those victims include both children and adults. A 25-year-old man was detained Monday, with authorities releasing few details. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, it's quite interesting. You know, for many years, Barack Obama was, even running as a junior senator, running for president. It was like hands off. You know, no vetting. Trevor Loudon, one of our dear friends, was one of the few people who vetted Barack Obama. When Barack Obama, remember, made that famous announcement about the fundamental transformation of America, what did he mean by that? But many people were willing to cheer him on. He had just an incredible amount of charisma, and the people followed him. You know, many of us still remained rather skeptical. And here we are all these years later, post the Obama era, and, you know, people, I think, are still shell-shocked, you know, from his presidency. I mean, things that he told us were going to happen, you know, shovel-ready jobs, not so shovel-ready, you know, the pain that he put us through, our GDP at a time when we had, you know, great resources available, and what happened on the world stage, a hijacking of national health care, what a mess that has turned into that we still deal with. I keep asking that question. You know, supposedly Obamacare came about to deal with a 30 million people, supposedly, that were underserved or not served at all. And my question remained, and still to this day, is of that 30 million people that you projected were underserved, how are we doing? How many people are actually under Obamacare? You'd be surprised even today, that number. First of all, they tell me they can't give me that number, you know, which I think pretty easy. I mean, you know, it's like, here, you took over health care, cost us trillions of dollars in order to do this for 30 million people, and How did you do with it? I mean, to me, that's a basic question. But I guess you can't ask that question. Anyway, Jamie Glazov, all that to say that Jamie's here to help us understand what's going on. He's written a great book, Barack Obama's True Legacy, How He Transformed America. Indeed, he did. Jamie, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
What an honor and privilege to be here, Bill. Fantastic.
Well, the honor is ours. I got to tell you, Jamie, thank you for doing the hard work on this because, you know, to this day, Barack Obama is like untouchable. I mean, he can hang around in Martha's Vineyard, you know, claiming, you know, climate change, but yet, you know, buy a multi-million dollar estate on the shores of the Hamptons there. And it's quite hypocritical, you would think, of him. But, you know, this has been the deal. It's like, who is the real Barack Obama?
Well, no, you're absolutely correct. And I gathered 11 experts in the world, and they each wrote essays. Some of them wrote a couple extra ones. There's 18 essays in this book that document his legacy, and it's a destructive one and a frightening one. You know, you allude to something, Bill, and my family's from the Soviet Union. My dad and my mom were dissidents in the Soviet Union, and we came here when I was a little kid. And the Soviet Union has come to us now. We escaped it, but it's here. But the seeds were planted in the Obama administration. But one of the reasons I bring that up is in the Soviet atmosphere, in the totalitarian atmosphere, there's certain things you never say, there's certain people you never attack, and it's exactly as you said, because you see, the left is a cult, and Obama cannot be touched. And I mean, if people read this book, I mean, I don't even know where to start. It's amazing what people don't know, what was never reported. Just off the top of my head, our defeat in Afghanistan, it didn't happen out of thin air. You got to go back to 2009 and Obama's rules of engagement. They tied the hands behind the back of American soldiers. Their priority was to cause less Afghan casualties and more American casualties. That's just one example, and it's a tragedy and an outrage.
You know, it reminds me, you know, I served the country during Vietnam. I served stateside in the public relations office in at Camp Pendleton, California. And I was disgusted by the way the war was conducted there. They say a conflict in Vietnam. And it's the same thing. I mean, here we've learned no lessons from it. We continue to allow civilians who are not on the field of battle making, you know, wartime decisions. And wartime is measured in seconds, not in days or months. And, you know, so whether it's Benghazi or other instances where the military has failed us time and again, Afghanistan, certainly, you know, there's just so many examples of the incompetence of the military, not to mention the fact that in the last 50 years, our military hasn't won a war. So if you're in the business to conduct war and to win wars and you're not winning them, then something is terribly wrong, and there's some fundamental issues. And certainly what you're referring to under Obama and his administration, what they did in neutering the military is, you know, today is an extension of what happened in 09, is it not?
Absolutely. And there's these dark forces above the military that prevent American victory. And we know that if America applied its full force in Vietnam, it would have won. Something very, very dark happened there. It was just extended and extended and extended. And then, of course, the betrayal of South Vietnam and the same in Afghanistan. And this is why they hate Trump. They have to get rid of Trump because he crystallized it very quickly. During the Obama administration, ISIS was all out in their vans. They're driving around everywhere in broad daylight. Obama's making these little jokes, and they're not funny because Yazidi girls were being raped that entire time. And afterwards, there's nothing funny about that. They're not just these idiots driving around in Humvees. No, this is a very serious, deadly thing. And guess what? Oh, but Trump comes into power. What was it? In the blink of an eye that he decimated ISIS? So it just shows that when it comes to Obama, when it comes to Biden, when it comes to these Democrats and the left, they are prolonging these wars and then on purpose facilitating American defeat. They really are the enemies of freedom and of the United States. And this book shows that every catastrophe we see happening with Biden many of the seeds were planted during the Obama administration.
Yeah, no surprise whatsoever. And you think about these women, these young girls, who, you know, for 20 years, they could drive, they could go to school. I mean, you talk about a reversal of the culture that happened there in these Muslim nations, and overnight, in a blink of an eye, all of a sudden, you know, most of that is all but gone, and the difference is Joe Biden versus one Donald Trump.
Absolutely, and Bill, what you're touching on is so close to my heart, and my previous book, United in Hate, where I showed the left's romance with these totalitarian forces, and I've always been fascinated by this and, of course, outraged. Here's the question. The left postures that it's for women and women's rights.
Exactly.
Where is the left now? Because deep down,
well, they can't even define what a woman is. That's how lost the left is.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I mean, they're round holes looking for a square to fit into. I mean, how crazy is that?
You're absolutely right, and the women that are barbarically just maimed and mutilated and barbarized in Afghanistan, in Iran, under ISIS, the Yazidi girls. Where is the left? And it's very clear that the left doesn't care about women. The left doesn't care about minorities. The left doesn't care about people. Human beings are pawns for the left to use as weapons to destroy their own society. And once we crystallize that and people understand that, then you begin to understand why Joe Biden has opened up the border completely and doing everything he can to destroy this country. And Obama is his inspirer, and this is Obama's third term.
Jamie, let me extend a little bit about what they don't care about. They don't care about kids, clearly. I mean, in the womb, outside of the womb, the sex trafficking that's going on, you know, a movie that is capturing the ears of many around the country right now, Sound of Freedom. You know, we've got an open border where young girls unaccompanied are coming in mass into our country. As was noted in the movie, and statistics will bear this out as well, America, probably number two, number three, sex trafficking nation on the planet. America, Jamie.
Yes.
This is how disgusting this is. And the people that are being sex trafficked, young kids. I mean, we're talking 8-year-olds and younger that are being sex trafficked into the country because our disgusting country had... You know, we're a consumer base for this kind of junk. Anyway, we got to go to break. More from Jamie after this. Stay with us.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government. Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, we're back with you. Jimmy Glazov holds a Ph.D. in history. With a specialty in Russian, U.S.-Canadian foreign policy, the editor of FrontPageMagazine.com, the author of United in Hate, Jihadist Psychopath, and the host of the web TV show, The Glazov Game. And we're talking about his brand new book, Barack Obama's True Legacy, How He Transformed America. Real quick before we get back into the book, I want to take advantage, Jamie, of your expertise with what's going on with Russia and Ukraine. What can you tell us about this? I mean, there seems to be quite the standoff. Our government has decided to send cluster bombs, which is incredible to me and quite endangering to people. It's bad enough you got the Russians dumping cluster bombs because their dud rate, I think, has been estimated by our military being somewhat 30-40%. That means you've got explosive landmines in the future that people in Ukraine are going to have to be dealing with. And now, as if that's not bad enough, and there are, you know, dare I say, probably hundreds of thousands of these duds already dropped off. So now with new munitions going over, which is kind of interesting because we're sending them, you know, munitions almost like we don't have. I mean, we're sending them from, you know, from our cupboards that are getting pretty lean here ourselves. And but we're adding to the problem. So what's your quick evaluation as to what's going on between Russia and Ukraine?
Well, look, this is very complicated. Just one is also, as we've discussed, the dark forces at play, where we start to realize that under certain in the world of these dark forces and the people that they control, American interests and the interests of freedom are not being served. We know that something happened in Vietnam where the enemies of the United States within the United States caused that defeat. Same thing happened in Afghanistan. I'm from Russia. Am I an admirer of Putin? Absolutely not. This is KGB mafioso. This is Soviet imperialism. Our hearts are with the Ukrainian people and with their freedom. But having said that, is the Biden administration really for the freedom of Ukrainian people? Is this really what it's about? And we know that a lot of peace could have already been orchestrated there in some ways. The Biden administration has a very, very ugly plan there, and it's intertwined with prolonging the war. We also know that Ukraine, this is a very strange, the very strange dynamics there. They're interconnected with Klaus Schwab, with the World Economic Forum, and so it really is a mess. But what breaks my heart is that the Biden administration is not really trying to protect the Ukrainian people and serving the Ukrainian people. There's far higher interest going on here to prolong this war. And the Democrats, it's atrocious what's happening there.
Well, and as you know, Jamie, Ukraine is compromised. I mean, they have been, you know, for all intent and purposes, they've been a money laundering country. They've given to the Biden family. Biden is caught on tape. I mean, there shouldn't be anything to question. You know, he forced the prosecutor who was looking into his son, you know, forced him out of his job in order to protect his son and Burisma, who he was investigating at the time. And he had the audacity to use the people's money as leverage in order to protect his son and his family. Now, to what degree that leads to, you can only imagine, but the least of which is you understand that Joe Biden himself is compromised. I think that most Americans, and I think the latest polls demonstrate, that they do not believe Joe Biden. They don't trust Joe Biden. They don't trust the family. They believe now that the majority of Americans believe that Joe Biden is in it for himself. So what does that translate? What does that mean exactly with the policies that are happening in Ukraine? I you know, you can only imagine and you can only conjecture, but it's not good. And will we ever find out? Probably not, because politicians have a way of avoiding, under the guise of plausible deniability, and just like what we went through in this whole show and gizmo with Hunter Biden and what he was able to get away with. And the people are just they're not happy with this, Jamie, because we want to be perceived as a just and fair nation, and the Democratic Party. And, you know, going back to Barack Obama, and that, of course, this has been going on for quite a while, even probably, if the truth be known, even before Barack Obama, because you're not going to have, even though as much of a transformative, you know, catalyst that Barack Obama was, you wouldn't have been able to accomplish what he was able to do if some of the groundwork hadn't been laid out, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And Peter Schweitzer has already documented this in a frightening way, what China's influences are and all the corruption with Biden. And look, we only got to look at one thing. The border is open, and we have a president that instead of saying, hey, you just crossed this border, you got to go back, instead they're putting unvetted illegals onto buses and planes and flying them around the country. It doesn't take a genius to understand and to see who this president is and the interests he serves. And this is the left. I've spent my whole life dedicated to trying to understand the mentality of the left, because we escaped a monstrosity, and I love America. And from the time I was a kid, I saw that the left was in league with Mao, with Stalin, with Andropov, with Castro, with the Sandinistas. The left wants the destruction of this country. They want the destruction of the individualism of free enterprise. And also, maybe some people get scared of this and shy away, and they don't want to discuss this, but we have to discuss the spiritual battle. And
I'm a Christian. Exactly.
I'm a Christian, and you mentioned something earlier, and we have to be truthful about this. The devil is primarily interested in child sacrifice. And what is happening now with 85,000 children missing at that border? And Tara Lee Rodas, HHS whistleblower, who was just on my show, The Glazov Gang, everybody check it out. She's telling the truth that what she saw going on down there, the Biden administration is involved with children being handed over to pedophiles, to child traffickers. This is an outrage, and there's also a spiritual dimension involved in this. And we're facing pure evil here, and the left is involved in this. The left is infiltrated.
Why is it so hard, Jamie, for people to understand how bad this is? I mean, it seems that on the surface, you look at what our government has failed to do, you think, I mean, the thought goes, are these people pedophiles? Are they protecting their own interests? I mean, I put the question out there because we protect and preserve that which we want to protect and preserve, right? And they're protecting and preserving pedophilia.
Yes.
So are they pedophiles?
Yes. Well, we know they're in the highest places of government, and especially in the Democratic Party. We understand why they hate Trump so much, because he's not a politician, quote unquote, and has a lot of freedom of movement, and they hate him because he was going after all of this. But we just need to say here that something is very, very wrong when these children are going missing. And Tara Lee Rodas has said that she went to the higher-ups and she said, look what's happening. We're handing these children into the hands of terrible people. These are not even American citizens. These people don't even have, you know, these are not people with green cards. They're not even permanent residents. Any pedophile and drug trafficker can just show up and go, here, give me a kid, give me a baby. And that's what's happening. And the government's punishing, the Biden administration is punishing Tara instead of going after these people. So obviously something is very wrong. And but Bill, what you said earlier, what I'm dedicated to, what really, really frustrates me is so many people who on our side will say to me, oh, Jamie, you need to have faith. Stop focusing on the negative. And they're filled with emotional incapacity, Bill. A lot of people, they have an emotional incapacity to see the truth, to see that America's sinking. They can't get through the day. Those of us that believe in Jesus Christ, or our Jewish brothers and sisters that have faith and other people that have faith, we believe in God. We believe that God wins in the end. There's a certain timeline here where evil wins on certain levels, and we just have to be on the right side. And no matter how bad it gets, we have to be truthful about where we're losing. We have to be truthful about where they're winning, because if we're not truthful, we can't prepare ourselves. We can't defend ourselves.
Well, and we're still going to be measured for the in-between points. Everybody wants to get to the, you know, final chapter of the book of Revelations, but there's the in-between time where we are right now. You know, I mentioned this earlier, Jamie. I don't know if you can appreciate this, but, you know, here we are. We are, with what's happening in the southern border, 5 million plus people coming across illegal. And I mean, it is a modern form of slavery that our country is participating in. And on the heels of here we are today and talking about reparations for blacks, and I'm going here for all that blacks, I mean, here, you know, your life, all that you went through in Russia as a young kid growing up, and your family, how they were attacked and what things that they were subjected to. And you come here to America with a passion, with a level of intelligence and understanding that nobody else has, because you've been there. You've gone. You've seen it firsthand yourself. It, you know, nobody can tell you anything different. Well, and I sit there and look at black America who complains about slavery, and I'm going, where the hell are you? What are you doing? How come you're not at the southern border protecting, you know, the future slaves, the future human beings that you say that you are and that you deserve respect and place? Where are you in not speaking up for them in allowing this modern form of slavery to take place in this country?
Oh, absolutely. And as we know, like, first we have to totally give credit to the people, the black Americans that weren't afraid to leave the Democratic plantation, the Candace Owenses, the Thomas Sowells, the Larry Elders. These are heroes on the front line. And they left that plantation that the Democrats set for them. But five countries in Africa today have black slaves run by Muslim Arabs. And the left is silent.
Well, Jamie, we got to wrap it up. I look forward to continuing the conversation. Jamie Glassoff, right
obvious.
Here. Thank you.
We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar?